This week we're hearing different perspectives on ending the war in Iraq, and this morning we'll hear more about what Iraqis want. We've called Muwafaq al-Rubai. He is Iraq's national security advisor. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I want to find out the meaning of something that was noted in the news in recent days. Last week at a conference, Sunni, Shia, and Kurdish leaders from Iraq signed a statement that demands a withdrawal of foreign troops on a specified timetable. What is it that Iraqis are calling for here?
The government is not part of this communique in Cairo. The government, the president, the prime minister, the national security advisor, the ministers, they have taken part in the opening session of this conference. And the communique was issued by the political parties. So it does not represent the government view. The government view is as follows, which is very, very clear. We basically negotiating an agreement based on conditions. Once these conditions are fulfilled in the cities or towns or provinces in some part of Iraq, then the multinational forces can withdraw from these places.
It sounds like the Iraqi government's position is very similar to the American position here. You said, however, that Iraqi political parties have called for a more specific timetable, which is an interesting distinction since Iraqi political parties are positioning themselves for an election here in a couple of weeks. That would seem to suggest that the parties think that the Iraqi public wants more concrete action to get American troops out.
I think it's very well said, but it's very difficult to do a proper assessment while we are going to the election from public relation exercise, the media. Everybody is positioning themselves, taking hard lines here and soft line there. And it's very difficult to make any sort of intelligent analysis while we're going to the election in a couple of weeks' time.
And let's talk about the conditions that are being created. The withdrawal of U.S. troops depends on the success of Iraqi security forces to replace them. This week, both the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times are reporting that members of Iraqi security forces loyal to Shiite militias have been killing Sunnis. What do you know about that?
I'm sorry, I don't agree on these snapshots assessments and very highly selective assessment of journalists, either from sitting in the green zone or in their hotels in Baghdad and doing these reports. What I know for sure is that the Iraqi security forces, we reached the critical mass level where we have turned the tide around and the insurgents and the terrorists are on the run and we are chasing them.
I'm sorry, are you saying the reports, are you saying the reports are false, that Shiite militias, people loyal to Shiite militias have not killed Sunnis?
Well, there might be an isolated incident here and there. The Iraqi security forces are doing their job, and they're doing their job jointly with the multinational forces, and at the same time, we are facing a fierce, ruthless beast of these Islamic terrorists who are basically slaughtering our innocent people.
Is it still true that most Iraqi security forces are organized and divided along ethnic or sectarian lines?
I don't agree on that. In our recruitment, we have a very scrupulous vetting procedure in training and in recruiting our people. We try to keep the balance, the ethnic, the religious, the sectarian mix. We try to keep it balanced. But you need to concentrate on loyalty and trust with these new recruits.
Muwafaq al-Rubai is Iraq's national security advisor. He's in Baghdad. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.